the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House. We're throwing the doors wide open. Walk right in, sit yourself down, and let's visit and talk for a little while about anything that has to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We do this every Saturday morning and have been doing it for 29 years with the goal of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by entertaining you, educating you, and uplifting you on every and all topics having to do with your house repair, maintenance, ownership, or remodeling. You have a project you're trying to tackle? Give us a ring. The lines are completely open. Top of the hour, we cleared all the lines. So every line is open. The number is one, and we're not taking landscaping. Okay. That's last hour. Last hour was landscaping. You don't want to be asking me landscaping questions, okay? Let's just put that to rest right now. But any home improvement project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Now, not only do we come in and do the radio broadcast every single Saturday morning so that we can share conversations with you and information, but we also publish a digital newsletter that goes out every single Thursday.
And it looks as good as it ever has
miles. Y'all have really jazzed that thing up.
And the team did a great job.
It looks fantastic. So if you'd like a weekly tip on maintaining your home, see our blog post, be given notice of what topics we'll be covering on our broadcast the next day or that coming weekend, go to rosieonthehouse.com and subscribe to the newsletter. Now, not only do we publish the digital newsletter that goes out by subscription only, and if you subscribe, just know this, your name will never be given to anyone. We do not sell our list. You told me the other day our database on Arizona Homeowners is what, 80,000?
Almost.
Wow. Man, that's impressive. That's Arizona Homeowners reaching out and touching Rosie on the House, either with a question about how to get something done or what product to use to accomplish this and that, or a direct contractor service provider referral. So your information's always safe at Rosie on the House. But not only do we do the newsletter, the digital newsletter, but just this week, we're in 5 different newspapers across Arizona, okay? You've got our website where we're going to be talking about utility incentives and freebies and rebates. Virtually every utility company in Arizona gives you incentives, discounts, and rebates to save energy at your home. We're going to have our friends from Rias in the 10 o'clock hour, and we're going to be able to talk through that as well as their holistic whole house approach to energy management consumption, okay? So that's our website. Down in Casa Grande, they've got the Casa Grande Dispatch, and we're talking about swimming pools. Down in Green Valley, we've got the Green Valley News and Green Valley Homes, where we're talking about lawns and preparing them for this growing summer season. Down in Tucson, the Arizona Daily Star, every Sunday, we're in their newspaper with questions we've received from Pima County about home ownership, home remodeling, home repair. And we answer those questions. And this week in particular, we're answering a question we received from someone in Vail about pavers and what's the proper application for pavers as opposed to concrete slabs. We're hardly pouring any concrete slabs anymore outside of the home's footprint. The pavers have completely taken over the world of outdoor horizontal surfaces. They don't crack. They look beautiful. You can even make them where they're permeable, where the water and the rainwater that falls on them will actually soak back into the ground. So pavers are the way to go anymore. And then, of course, we've got our blog at ktar.com where we talk about a very, very common remodeling project we're being asked to do, and that's convert your carport to a garage. There's more involved there than you might think. So those are all the things we're covering for you, the Arizona owner homeowner, throughout the state. Our website,
rosieonthehouse.com,
has been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona. outpacing even the national referral directories in Arizona. We like to say that we're locally owned and we're statewide powerful. So we know the folks that we've got on that list, and the Arizona homeowners have come to find that's the most trustworthy place to go.
The new member we've highlighted this week in our newsletter was Chauncey Meyer Architects. This is an incredible one-man architect show out of Tucson that has done some very impressive work, and he doesn't have any limit on the work he'll do. If you're looking for a little patio addition or whatever the case may be, you know, anytime you're starting a project, you have to start with the blueprints, and he'll get the blueprints drafted up for you so you can build out that expansion or do that remodeling project or a new home. And he is a huge proponent of masonry, is one of the things that we loved about him. And the work he's done on some of the new custom homes as it relates to the masonry world is just award-winning beautiful.
When I met Chauncey and I was curious about what kind of work was he anticipating coming in, being a Rosie certified, what kind of work would he that might attract him? I said, what kind of projects do you like to do? He says, I like to do all projects for nice people. So he picks his project by the client. Now, that's a guy that's been around long enough to have the options to do so. But, boy, the project he was talking about doing up at Mount Lemmon was one of the most incredible stories I've heard in a long time.
The church out of boats?
I'm driving to Mount Lemmon just to go see that building.
So that's going to be incredible.
Chauncey Meyer, a new member of the Rosie on the House Contractor Referral Directory down in Pima County, an architect. Glad to have him on board. And, you know, you were talking about how well the team is doing with our newsletter. Congratulations to Romy for all you're doing in growing the network. You get it to the size you think it needs to be, and somebody comes along
supply
and says,
supply and demand.
Somebody comes along and says, you know, we could be a whole lot bigger than this. So we're growing the directory at a pace we haven't seen since we started it. So congratulations to Romy for that. One of the other things you're going to see on our website that we're doing different now is we're posting videos to the home page, and we are getting an incredible amount of feedback. Here's the list of videos currently found on our homepage. Choosing Windows for Arizona Home. That's an interview with Adam Homer from Pella in the Pella showroom in Scottsdale, talking through the different window frame and glazing options that are right for Arizona. There's another video on there on how to fix a door that won't stay open or closed. That's a repair that you can do in less than 5 minutes, and it doesn't cost you a dime. There's another video on there on preventing home burglary through the number one place burglars enter a home, and that's right through the front door. We also have a video on there about those double French doors. Many of us in the remodeling world were ripping out aluminum patio sliding Arcadia doors for years and putting in double French doors. Well, those double French doors have a very weak link in home security. So there's a video there showing you how you, again, in less than 5 minutes at a cost.
Oh, it's that time of year.
Man, where'd that come from?
Pollen's out.
How you can secure those French doors from even the doors when they're deadbolted, locked, and closed. They're very easy to get into. So the video shows you how to protect yourself from that. Did you see? Well, we were talking about remodeling trends and the things I'm being asked to do. And getting mom and dad home is huge. It's huge.
The multi-generational housing, what do they call that? The next-gen housing?
Yeah, well, that's a trade name by one of the merchant builders.
Oh, wow.
But it's that concept. And Jimmy Buffett may be changing that. In Daytona Beach, he's building a retirement village called Margaritaville. You know, what could be better? Flip-flops, eating cheeseburgers in paradise, right? He may reverse the whole trend. This is like, it's not Del Webb on steroids. It's like Del Webb on pot? Was that right? Retirement Margaritaville. Now, I don't care what you think about his music, but that's brilliant. That's genius.
He's
gonna sell.
He's taken this song, and he's capitalized on it on so many different levels outside of the music side of it.
New York Times reports that his brand, Buffett's Margaritaville, does $1.5 billion in sales every year.
When did that song come out?
I don't know. Some of these homes in Margaritaville will be priced over $1 million.
77. That song came out 40 years ago, and he's still finding new ways to make money off of it.
And when he does it, it still brings crowds to their feet in applause, right? I like Cheeseburger in Paradise myself.
I did hear on a radio program earlier this week, somebody took this song and redid it in light of that. And I've been trying to find it because it's absolutely hilarious.
In light of the retirement village that he's building?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, they wrote lyrics to that song about living in this retirement facility.
So that would be a parody on the Parrotheads.
Yeah.
Right? Huh?
There
right?
you go.
Huh? Yeah. I'm up. I'm awake this morning. I'm with it. We've got calls coming in, and there are open lines. We'll jump to them to answer any question you have about home remodeling or home improvement at your house. If you're fearful or anxious about any topic on your house, home, castle, or cabin, the number is 1-888-767-4348. Dial now. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will get your name, where you're calling from, and the topic of your question, and we'll get you on air right after this short break.